This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. We are on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. If you want to leave a review on that podcast, feel free to. We appreciate that. We're also on DAR Digital Radio. We are going to do things a little bit different because, like I said, I'm on vacation. So I wasn't even going to do the show at all, but I was taking a look at college news and I couldn't pass it up because we had a lot of stuff going on, including some breaking news this evening. And, well, who else could I get to come on but my former co-host and I guess moderator of the Turner Cast, Mr. Tyler Turner. How are we doing, sir?
What's up, man? How are you doing? Long time no talk.
Yes, sir. No, I miss being on with you because we had a lot of fun, and so that was why I was looking at college football season. I mean, I did, I guess, on a technicality, I did pull off the upset for our wager for how we were trying to pick the teams, but I mean, I was kind of hoping we could get you on for a little bit at this year. We'll see what happens because I know that I was talking about with Bob too, because that's something that's always a lot of fun.
Could all do it three-way wager? Yeah, that was fun.
Let's do it. I mean, you know, we could always say I'm going to shave my head. That wouldn't take very long, but still, I mean, it'd be something that we could always do. That, or maybe in your case, I'd wear an Oregon t-shirt. We'll see about that.
I'm wearing Oregon's colors kind of right now.
I did see that. I mean, I'm curious to see how your Ducks do this year. But since I got you on here, why don't you give me the breaking news that you told me about earlier that I'm still at a loss of words because I can't believe this could actually happen.
Yeah. So, Oregon, will they have a conference next year? Colorado Buffaloes have left the Pac-12 for the Big 12. Obviously, it's been a long time coming. I think if you look at through the tea leaves, the Pac-12 could not come up with a media deal. They have had a year to come up with a media deal. There's been rumors they're going to come up with a media deal, and they have not done it. So all of a sudden, a year later, after USC and UCLA left for the Big Ten last year, a year later, here we go. Colorado today leaves for the Big 12. Seems to be a smart move for Colorado. Number one, Pac-12 doesn't have a media deal. Two, from the report from Brett McMurphy, they're able to get the same media deal that all the other Big 12 schools currently have. And three, Colorado is perfectly in the Big 12 footprint. Remember, they used to be in the Big 12. So they're right there. They're near Kansas State. You know, not far from Texas. It's good for recruiting. They also, you know, kickstarted their program with hiring of Deion Sanders. So it seems like a no brainer move. But at this point, is the Pac-12 dead?
I mean, it's not looking good right now. That's for sure. The one thing that if you hear a noise in the background, like I said, I'm out of town. I'm at a Christian camp, so they're having their service right now. So if you hear the noise in the background, that's what's going on. But
you'll hear my kid. You might hear my kid in the background too.
Okay, so yeah, we're both showing the love just in case you hear it. But the thing is, for Colorado, I'll never forget the game where they were beating Nebraska. I want to say it's like 62-36 or something. It was, I think, 96. 1996 is the Big 12. Well, it was either a championship game or a conference game, but they were just knocking the heck out of Nebraska. I'll never forget that game in my life.
That was in 2002. The reason why I know that, I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
And Nebraska ended up playing actually for the national championship against Miami and got absolutely blown out. And Colorado played in the Fiesta Bowl against Oregon.
Right, because that was Eric Crouch's quarterback.
Yep.
And he was the one reason why they did good.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he was the main – let me rephrase that. He was the main reason, but he was the one, when you would think about that, he was the main person on the team you would mostly be thinking about because he won the Heisman that year as well.
Yeah, that was pretty much the last time that Nebraska was even relevant at all in the national championship picture.
And since we're talking about the Pac-12, what about what happened with San Diego State?
I mean, at this point, you had UCLA and USC leave. You didn't secure a media rights deal. You had San Diego State, who was begging to come there. They actually told the Mountain West they're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pac-12 still couldn't figure out a media rights deal. Now San Diego State went back to crawl into the Mountain West. Colorado has left. This has been – the Pac-12 is the worst-run conference. It has been for a decade. Larry Scott ran into the ground. George Klokoff, well, he seemed like a smart guy that had some business savvy. He clearly is unable to steer the ship in the right direction. I think it's done. I really think at this point – I don't know what my prognostications are. I have a few of them. Will Oregon and Washington go to the Big Ten?
I think they will at some point. I mean
– yeah. So that's one. Will Utah, Arizona, Arizona State head to the Big 12?
If they don't go to the Big 12, I would say they would go to the SEC. Here's why. At some point, at some point, I predict that there's going to be two power conferences, the Big 12 and the SEC. I mean, the Big 10 and the SEC. And then you're going to see other teams that are going to join.
Yeah, I mean, way down the road, there's no way right now. If the SEC was going to take a big Pac-12 school, it'd be Oregon and Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Oregon and Washington are the two biggest brands, make the most money. Washington's in the biggest market. Oregon has the biggest brand in
they got Nike. Sports back.
Yeah, so it's Oregon or Washington are the two that would probably could go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford. It's one of the most prestigious academic schools. I believe the Big Ten would take Stanford. I could see the ACC also possibly taking Stanford. And the ACC maybe would take Oregon and Washington. I don't know. But I'm thinking the Big 12, you know, Arizona State, and Utah, they're the four corner schools.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know if they can do a lot better than the I don't know if they can do a lot better than the Big 12. So I'm going to go them to the Big 12.
Okay.
And then Oregon, Washington, will they go to the Big 10? Could they go to the SEC?
Mm-hmm.
Or could they go to the ACC? And then Cal and Stanford would probably be like an ACC-type school if they went. And then Oregon State and Washington State.
They would probably go to the Big Ten for the heck of it, honestly, because if they went
way the Big Ten would take them.
The Big Ten is Indiana. Remember that. The Big Ten.
Indiana has been in the Big Ten for what, 100 years?
Yeah,
they're not going to take Oregon
State. Other than a basketball school, Indiana, they're not known for much. So
I could see at the very best, Oregon State and Washington State would get into the Big 12. At the worst, they go to the Mountain West.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the Mountain West would be a step down. That's the problem, though.
What choice? But yeah,
they don't have a choice. They won't have a choice.
They would have no choice. Yeah.
I mean, but the Pac-12, they're just imploding. Which I mean, it sucks, but you've seen it coming for years, and I mean, you think that it was going to go well. Although, something ironic. You know that the head of the ACC is the former Northwest athletic director, and he's having a little fun right now.
What'd you say? Sorry, I was looking. I'm trying to see in real time if I could get an update that there's nothing. I mean, right now it's just where it is. What'd you say? Sorry.
I was saying that right now the commissioner for the ACC, he's the former Northwestern athletic director, and right now they've stepped into it's like I told my other co-host Bob last week, I'm worried about Northwestern because you got the football program, the baseball program, you got the softball program, and then also hear about the volleyball player who's going to file suit. I'm expecting stuff from lacrosse. I'm expecting a whole lot more to open up. Right now, the president says he's not going to fire the new AD, but I mean, I'm expecting a whole overhaul for the athletics. And I mean, I even went so far as to say is I expect the school to get a $50 million fine. And they're going to lose at least 50 scholarships with all the sports, besides the recruiting visits that they would have just because of how deep this is. I mean, if it was one sport, that would be something. But right now, we're looking at least 3 sports. I'm expecting it to be at least 8 sports. And that's without saying if they're going to talk about, even though these sports aren't considered as good, think about if you talk about swimming, you talk about track and field, you talk about cross country. I mean, if you talk about those other ones and you can see the stuff that happened in those sports too, I mean, this is going to be a huge athletic overhaul and not in a good way. And so, I mean, the ACC is going to have to deal with that because now their commissioner was from there and he's trying to say nothing was wrong. If you're telling me that Fitzgerald was there for 17 years, he would tell, he would do the signals for whatever they're saying that he did, and the athletic director didn't know about that. Whatever they are enjoying, I want some of that because there's no way he did not know about it. The other coaches didn't know about it. I mean, you saw the former quarterback file a lawsuit yesterday, and then the civil rights attorney who's been on the case for them right now, they're talking about at least 15 to 20 other lawsuits that are going to be filed. I mean, what do you think about this? What's your point of view?
So I definitely didn't know as much about this. Like, you're mentioning all this stuff to me today, and I was obviously like, what? Oh, didn't hear about that. I guess I've been, when it comes to, well, actually, I've been kind of out of the loop a little bit in general when it comes to, obviously, it's the first time I've been on the podcast in 8 months, but I've been out of the loop even when it comes to a lot of the conferences. I follow Oregon because of my team, and so I follow that conference. I knew what happened at Northwestern, and I know that initially Pat Fitzgerald was put on administrative leave or like suspended.
Then he
got fired. And the current Northwestern president used to be Oregon's president, Michael Schill.
Okay.
But as far as all that other stuff, you just found it out. If this is true,
yeah.
I obviously want to know more. Because you know, it happens a lot within in situations like these or in like circumstances like these. You see where like one person comes forward, and suddenly all these people come forward, and it's is it true? Is it all of a sudden like, hey, we can take advantage of the situation? I don't know, but it was enough to fire Pat Fitzgerald, who obviously was an alumni. He was an All-American at Northwestern. He had been a pretty good coach. He had some good seasons, not very good in recent years, but and who did they hire? Who's their interim coach?
What it was is they actually, Fitzgerald had hired the defensive coordinator from North Dakota State, so he's not the interim coach.
Okay.
And they announced today that the 3 players from Northwestern who are going to come to the Big Ten media days, they will not attend. The coach will still attend. The players won't attend, but the thing is, since you've been on the podcast, even though I still focus a lot on football, I've also made sure to focus on all the other sports. And I mean, I hit a lot more sports now, so that way everyone can hear about like all the different sports that are in, not only just besides basketball, baseball, lacrosse. I hit like track and swimming and some of the other stuff too, and wrestling, just because they don't always get the credit for that. And I want them to start seeing it. And so that's why when I was looking at this for Northwestern, I feel like this is only the tip of the iceberg. I feel a lot more stuff is going to be coming out, unfortunately. That, and then we had that news about Minnesota today for PJ Fleck, how apparently he had a Fleck bank to where players could gain points in his system for the bank to where they would be able to get out of certain things, including a failed drug test or a violation of team rules. As long as they had enough points, supposedly they could get past that, which unfortunately, if that is true, he's going to get hit with a lot of penalties. I mean, you saw what happened to Tennessee with the 200 level 1 penalties, even though they only got an $8 million fine. They did prep for this before, so that's why their punishment wasn't as hard. But if this is true for Minnesota, this could get kind of ugly.
Well, how about Michigan too?
Yeah, I was about to bring them up. How Harbaugh?
Yeah. And he actually suspended for 4 games.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Fleck thing, I obviously has to do an investigation. It's getting tough to be a coach in these. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Think about it. There's just, and then you mentioned someone else. Who else did you mention? You mentioned someone else before the podcast. Oh, Ford A&M. It's just like there's so many programs. And did you mention someone else too?
Let's see. I know that for Florida A&M, we'll hit that real quick. A rapper, he did a music video and he used the locker room. Not only did he use the locker room, he wore the Florida A&M clothes, like the school colors and everything. But not only in the locker room, they had him put on the helmets. They had football players there in the background. So when the coach found out, the coach said, yeah, you guys don't deserve to wear these colors. He suspended the whole team for 5 days.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because he was just like, no, we're not going to do this. You guys don't deserve. You're still trying to earn. For some of the players, you're still trying to earn your right on the team. And you let this rapper come in. Because, you know, besides the players doing it, you know some of the other staff there had to know about it to be there. Because you know that there's no one who's not going to be at there to let anyone come in. Because even though football players are there, they're never the last ones that are going to be leaving the locker room ever.
Exactly. Yeah, man, it's a tough job right now being a a college football coach, because you have NLI to worry about. You have just the transfer portal, the nonstop recruiting calendar. I don't know. It's a tough gig. I know they get paid pretty well, and they've gotten paid even better in recent years, and it keeps on salaries keep on going up. But it's a tough gig, and now you have realignment.
Yep.
I mean, look, you have Colorado, they're heading to a new conference. You have UCLA and USC.
Mm-hmm.
You have Texas. You have BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF starting in the Big 12 this year. So, man, it's a tough job. It's a humdinger right now. And then when you're dealing with allegations investigations, that just makes it all the more difficult.
I got something that's going to blow your mind. You ready?
Sure.
For this Northwestern information, what if I told you the school was about to fire the baseball coach before all the allegations for the football coach happened? Because the baseball coach apparently was hired from Army, and the team went like 10-40. And as soon as the season ended, we had 16 players enter the transfer portal. So apparently all the stuff that they found for the coach there, they were already going to let him go before they found out everything for Fitzgerald.
Wow.
And so
they fired the baseball coach?
They did. They fired the baseball coach. I believe the assistant under him was relieved of duty, I want to say. I mean,
did they fire the basketball coach too?
I don't think they fired the basketball coach. I'm waiting to see what allegations come out for the basketball team, because I have not heard any allegations for them yet. I've only heard about football, baseball, softball, and volleyball. So if you're already having it in those, I'm expecting there to be a lot more allegations we don't know about yet. So, I mean, I'm expecting it to be really bad.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. In college sports right now, it's NLI and, like I said, nonstop recruiting calendar. And transfer portal. These are all difficult things that you have to work through on all levels. So we haven't talked football for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Just spitballing here off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some teams you're looking forward to this fall? And I guess I'll give me I'll respond. Okay. Who are you looking forward to? Who do you think is going to be good? Who would be your early predictions to compete for a college football playoff spot? And I will respond to the teams that you pick, and then maybe I'll pick a couple teams and you can respond.
Sure. I am expecting Ohio State to do well. I am expecting either Georgia or Alabama to do well. I'm curious about Texas.
Did you say Georgia or Alabama, or Georgia and Alabama?
Georgia or Alabama, because I think that at some point, one or both of those schools is going to lose at least one game this year. I'm going to call it here first. Because
over who? Like what game? What game are they going to lose?
I worry about Alabama and Tennessee this year because you saw what happened last year with Hendon Hooker. Joe Milton's the new quarterback there, and he's looking pretty good. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with him at the reins as quarterback there.
Okay.
So, Georgia, I'm not sure what game yet, although I wouldn't be surprised, maybe Florida, how they always had the world's largest cocktail party. They probably won't happen, but still, I'm curious to see.
No. Good luck. Okay, Alabama, I agree with you. Georgia, no. Georgia, I don't see Georgia losing anyone this year. Maybe in the playoffs.
Okay.
Maybe for the SEC. Possibly. Alabama, I do. Alabama has some question marks at quarterback. They had to bring in Tyler Buckner from Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
And he's okay. And so that means that they weren't feeling really solid about Ty Simpson or Jalen Milroe.
I want
so Alabama's
Greece.
Alabama.
Oh, see.
I think Alabama's actually. I could see Alabama losing a couple games this year, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think they're going to be good, talented, but I just don't. They're definitely of the team. Well, Ohio State too. Ohio State has a pretty tough schedule too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Notre Dame, they play at Notre Dame. They play obviously they play Penn State. They play at Michigan. I believe they play at Wisconsin.
I think so.
Ohio State is a pretty tough schedule. They always are good on offense, but who knows about the quarterback? I mean, I've not seen these guys play. They're high-rated guys coming out of high school. But the defense has been, you know, they were better last year, but they've had their moments where they just have not been great over the last couple of years. Okay. I would call of the three teams you mentioned, you're probably going to mention more. I mean, Georgia's lost one game in 2 years. They absolutely pretty much dominated everyone last year. The year before, they literally dominated everyone except for the one loss to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did have lost some people. So a quarterback, maybe a little bit of a question mark, but they're still going to run the ball well. They're still going to play amazing defense. I actually don't think – let me look at Georgia's schedule, but I don't think Georgia's schedule is like –
Also, since you brought up Notre Dame, you heard that their strength and conditioning coach resigned today.
I did not.
Yes, he resigned. Apparently, I guess something happened, so he resigned for personal reasons. And so they thanked him for getting him through the summer schedule, but yeah, then he left. But I mean, that something's up because you wouldn't resign right before football season, unless they had something that was possibly not as good. Although for Georgia, I'm kind of curious to see how the athletic department's going to, I don't want to say rearrange themselves, but just remember what happened at the end of the year last year for the football team with Jalen Carter and that car accident. I'm kind of curious to see like if anything, any, any violations or anything get handed down over that. I doubt there will be, but still, that was definitely kind of the low thing that you wanted to have happen.
Yeah, so looking at their schedule, like, I mean, Tennessee, Martin, Ball State, South Carolina at Georgia, UAB at Auburn, you know, Kentucky at Georgia, Vanderbilt, Florida. Like, schedule is really not that. The game at Tennessee, the second to last game of the season, that might be a tough one. I would not pick Georgia to lose. I would not. I'm having them go 12-0. I'm looking at it right now. So my number one team going into the college football playoffs would be Georgia.
Okay.
I just don't. The team that we've seen the last 2 years, by far the most dominant team, won back-to-back national championships. I just don't see them losing to any of these teams. So. I'm going to say Georgia. Who else did you mention? Go mention a few more.
I mentioned Ohio State. I mentioned Alabama. I'm curious to see how Florida State does. I'm curious to see how LSU does.
Yeah.
I'm curious about Texas.
Yeah.
And I can see how USC does, because, I mean, this would probably be Caleb Williams' final year there.
Oh, it will be. Let me comment on a couple of those. Florida State LSU play the first week of the season, so that'll be the best game of the first week. I think whoever wins that really could get a lot of momentum from that. I think it'd be kind of problematic if Florida State lost, because they play Clemson a couple weeks later at Clemson. So it could be one of those where they end up starting not, you know, 2-2. Which obviously would knock them out of the college football playoff consideration and really could hurt the momentum for their season. Now, if they win those, I could see them like running through the ACC and being like 11-1, 12-0 team and make the college football playoff. LSU has a tough schedule. You know, play Alabama. They have to play, you know, the rest of the SEC West gauntlet. But if they can beat Florida State and get that momentum going, you know, and then, you know, we're able to take care of business against like an A&M, and then able to, you know, they're a team that can definitely make the college football playoff. I think they have enough, you know, really good players. You mentioned Texas. Texas is a team that is alluring because it has a lot of talent. They had a former number one recruit in Quinn Ewers as a quarterback. They play in not an incredibly hard conference. Their schedule does set up nice. They do play at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have them winning that game. I think they could be a 9-3 team. I don't think – like, I see people talking like, oh, Texas – I think they can make calls. No, I don't think they will. They just haven't done it in, like, 12 years. And it could change, but it's Steve Sarkisian. He wins 7 games. I mean, let's give me a break. And then USC – I mean, they have the best quarter. They have the best player in college football. They play in a, you know, they have a pretty tough schedule. They have to play at Notre Dame. They have to play at Oregon. They have Washington at home. They have Utah at home. They have to play, I believe, at Oregon State. They have a pretty freaking, Oregon State plays at U, and then they play UCLA at home. They have a really tough schedule. If they get through that all, then they will make the playoff. And I think they could make some noise in the playoff because of Caleb Williams. But I also could see them losing 3-4 games. They didn't have a very good defense last year. I don't think they brought in some good transfers, but I've never seen transfer portal guys on any side of the ball, if you're bringing in a bunch of them to like make the unit better, like make the offense better, or make the offensive line better, or make the defense better, to have all transfer portal be kind of the remedy for that, I've never seen work. So USC brought in some good transfer portal guys, but their defense was horrible last year. And if you saw the last two games where they got blown out by Utah in the Pac-12 championship and blew a 14-point lead and lost to Tulane in the bowl game, they have to be immensely better. Otherwise, they're just going to lose to another team because they outscore them. I think they'll be great on offense. But so of those four teams you mentioned – say them again. It's Florida State. I would say I'm going to go with LSU being the best one, but I think they still might lose games. I'm going to go with Florida State being second best, but I think they're going to lose a couple games. And then I'm going to go with USC. And I think they're all – I honestly think they're all 10-2, 9-3 teams.
Okay.
I don't pick any of them to make the playoffs. Actually, of the 7 teams you mentioned, you know, right now, off the top of my head, I probably will only pick Georgia of those teams to make the playoffs.
Okay. I mean, I'm curious to see how Ohio State does because, I mean, you got a new quarterback. Is it going to be McCord or it's going to be Devin Smith? So I'm curious to see how that goes. But, I mean, you're throwing to Marvin Harrison Jr. And you got Trevion Henderson and Ryan Williams running the ball. I mean, it's
going be good offensively. Yeah. I'm gonna name you who I actually, off the top of my head, who if I was going to predict, I actually have my preseason top, so I'm gonna pull it up here. I would have number Georgia. They're the team that I think is gonna finish undefeated, and then Michigan. Yeah. The reason why I think Michigan is because they are just good where it matters. They're good on the offensive line. They have an experienced quarterback coming back. They have a good defense. They don't have a tough schedule. They have a very easy schedule, actually. I don't think Michigan loses. They're another team I don't think loses in the regular season. So I think Georgia and Michigan go to the SEC and Big Ten. And actually, I have them winning. So I don't have Georgia and Michigan losing. So they're 1-2. I have actually LSU 3. But I don't – when I looked at their schedule, I think they lose 2 games.
Okay. And
I do think will that get them into the SEC West? I don't know. I think Alabama losing about 2 games. So I think either Alabama or LSU makes it the SEC championship. I think either one goes to Georgia. I do have Ohio State 4. I think Ohio State actually goes 10-2. I have them losing to Michigan, and I think I have them losing to Notre Dame at Notre Dame. So I have them finish. I basically believe they're the second best team in the Big Ten. I have Alabama 5th. I have USC 6.
Okay.
When I looked at their schedule, I think I have USC losing to Notre Dame. I have them losing to Oregon, and that's it. And then I think they play for the Pac-12 championship. I think I'd actually probably have them play Oregon. It's either going to be Oregon or Washington. And then Penn State, I have 7. I think Penn State, once again, is a 10-2 team. I think they lose to Ohio State and Michigan. I have Texas 8. I do think Texas wins the Big 12 at 9-3, but because I think they go 9-3 and they play – I'm doing this off the top of my head. I don't know. But I think they play either like Oklahoma or possibly TCU for the Big 12 championship. I think they win the Big 12 with like a 10-3 record. Florida State I have like being 10-2, and I have them playing for the ACC championship. And I think they lose to probably Clemson. Actually, if I were to pick the playoff right now, I think it is Georgia, Michigan. I actually think Clemson makes the ACC championship this year. And my number 4 team that I would have based upon doing this off the top of my head is, so I have Clemson win the ACC, Michigan Big 12 does no one qualifies, and then the Pac-12, I have probably an 11-2 USC winning the Pac-12. Well, man, on this logic, who would be my 4th team? Would my 4th team be a 2-loss Alabama? Would my 4th team be a 2-loss Pac-12 champion in USC? Would my 4th team be a 2-loss Ohio State or Penn State? I think it'd actually be USC. Because they would have won their conference, and they would have avenged a loss against like Oregon, probably. So, yeah, that's probably my Georgia, USC, Michigan, and Clemson.
I mean, I can't fault you for any of those, sir. I mean, I would love to say that Oregon is going to compete more. As much as I'd love to say that, it's going to be tough with USC and Utah, because with Utah having Cam Rising come back for one more year, and I mean Caleb Williams, just how he has done relatively well at USC. I mean, those two kind of to me feel like the teams to beat. I know Washington with Penix Jr. I know Chris, our buddy Chris Caravello, he would say something for them as well, but. USC and Utah.
Actually, I don't think it's Utah. Utah kind of backed into the Pac-12 championship last year. If Oregon hadn't blown that 19-point lead in the fourth quarter, and then Utah got absolutely blown out by Penn State in the Rose Bowl, and Cam Rising tore his ACL.
Yep, he did.
I don't think Utah's going to be as good this year. I think they're actually more of like an 8-4 team.
That's fair. I mean, hey,
I would pick USC, Washington, Oregon. It's torn between those two. I think Oregon is a better overall team. Like, there's more talent on the roster for Oregon, but I probably trust Washington's offense a little more. And they, like, a lot of their tough games, like against Oregon and Utah, are at Washington. So, No. Yeah, Utah might be like, honestly, I might pick Oregon State over Utah this year because Oregon State brings back a lot on the offensive line. Also, Utah has to go to Oregon State. That's another thing. Utah has to go to USC. They have to go to Oregon State. And they have to go to Washington.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be easy. That's sure.
I will take you. If you're a better in Utah, I'll go. I don't think Utah's. I think they're going to be. I think they're going to be 8-4 this year.
Okay. I mean, they're just a 2-time defending Pac-12 champion. That's all. But I mean, hey, no one wins forever. I mean, me being an Ohio State fan, watching how they've done in the 2000s and just seeing how they've lost the last two games, it's I'm curious to see what happens, but it more just it's going to be fun watching all the games. And, I know that we're going to try at some point we're going to do a college football preview show. I mean, depending on your schedule, we'll try to see if you can jump on with that for us. But if you can't, I mean, hey, I understand, but I still, for those picks that we did like last year, I want to try to get you and Bob in for that because that yeah. I think we could have fun with that, even though I'm going to make sure that you're the one that does the scoreboard and I'm just going to sit back, relax, and not say a word.
Oh, I think you did. Didn't you do it one time and like jacked it up or something? I forgot.
I did.
I forgot what the final was. You won. I can't remember by how much.
Two? I think it was like two.
Okay, I can't remember.
I like two. It was close, though, but for me,
did we end up doing bets in the last games in, like, the college football playoff and stuff?
I don't think we did. I think you were busy. I think that you had stuff going on to where you couldn't get on because I tried to message you, but I think you had something going on to where you weren't able to come on. So we left that alone, although – I would have enjoyed making a few wagers for that because what I did since you weren't on, I literally went to every college football bowl game and did the over and the under so that I could see who would win and then see if I was right or wrong.
So
and
I even was
if basketball
you,
too.
Okay, we could do one like crazy wager right now. If you had to pick one team that you – if you had to do odds, if you had to bet on one team this year to win the national title, who would it be?
I still like my Buckeyes, honestly.
That's because so you're liking it because it's the Buckeyes, because it's your team?
Not only are they my team, they still are pretty stacked. I mean, their only hiccup was against Michigan. Georgia, that game was a lot closer than most people would like to admit. Because if Marvin Harrison Jr. hadn't gone down because that call that should have been a targeting even though it wasn't and how they made their money after the fact for that one bakery selling those cookie photo.
Oh, I don't know. That
rolled them.
That's a little conspiratorial. Okay.
No, didn't you see that they sold it?
No, I didn't. You would lay money on Ohio State over Georgia, the two-time defending national champs who've just dominate everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not me. Georgia all day.
Hey, that's okay. I mean, that's why whenever we would make our picks, it always would work out because we would always say how we felt, and if it worked out, great. If it didn't, we still had the guts to say, and we still would stand by our decision no matter what, man.
Man, are you not feeling Georgia this year?
Honestly, no. I think that though they still have a lot of great players, I just think that the blue chip pipeline that they've established, I think it's going to start to
That's not true. That's not true, though. So I actually am going to say that's wrong. Because currently Georgia is on pace to have the greatest recruiting class in the history of all of college football.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And on this roster, they still have, I believe it is 13 four-stars and 30 top 100 players. So, so if you're going to lay the argument that you don't think Georgia's going to be good because of their blue, not as many, that's just not. That's actually categorically false.
No. I think Kirby Smart's a good coach. I just don't. I'm not sure they can admit to it. If they do, I'll be happy to be wrong. That is okay. But
you don't want Georgia. Okay. So you don't necessarily. So you had an argument on hand that was wrong. And now you're like, scratch that. I just don't want. Want Georgia. I'm not going to disagree with you. I would probably, no, not probably. I would for sure prefer Georgia not win. I don't want a three-peat of the same SEC school. But I'm also looking at it objectively and being like, who's going to beat them?
I just want to see how. I want to see how they like their big games. I want to see how they match up. I mean, I want to see if it's just like blowouts, because I want to see if it's like Miami for the 2000 to the 2002 teams. Those 2 years where they were so dominant, where they would win by more touchdowns than anybody. I want to see if they're going to try and do that again this year. If they do, that's great. But until they do, I mean, they've had a lot of great players, and a lot of great players went to the NFL. I just want to see how they reload and just how the team stacks up this year.
Well, I'm going to just double check how many. So this year's team, they're going to have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 5-stars. 1, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. So they have going to have 13 5-stars and 33 top 100 players. So that's what I'm saying. I knew the blue chip are, and then the class that they're going to bring in for next year is on pace to be the greatest class in the history.
Dylan Riley is going to be there too. So yeah.
Yeah. Georgia's not going anywhere. Like at the very, maybe they'll win this year, but then they'll win next year. And then I predict in the next 10 years, Georgia ends up winning about 4 or 5 national titles.
Okay.
I think they have a dynasty pretty much like Alabama.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, until they lose, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I can say this. I'll say this to you, Ty, okay? Maybe I am still salty about how the game ended on New Year's, just because not only did my daughter not get to watch the ball drop because of the field goal that was missed, but just...
That's right.
The game, it felt like Ohio State had it, and then Georgia just was able to get... Like, once Marvin Harrison Jr. went down, the team wasn't able to do as well.
I do agree. I mean, Ohio State played a very good game, and Ohio State could have won that game. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. And Ohio State does have the talent to beat anyone on a given day. But I will say one thing about Ohio State, and you can't deny this.
Go ahead.
They've gotten whooped by Michigan the last 2 years.
They have. Trust me, it's not easy to appreciate that. And I mean, I'm hoping it doesn't become a third year, but as bad as that is for Ryan Day, he will never be as bad as John Cooper. Oh, yeah. Because at least Ryan Day understands that Michigan is the game. It's important. John Cooper never thought of Michigan as the game, and that's why he went 2-10-1 against them.
Yeah, he was really bad against them. I think what Ohio State's problem is in that game is they're just not physical enough up front. And Michigan ends up wearing them out and beats them in the third and fourth quarter. That's what happened the last 2 years. And Michigan's good this year. You don't want to say it, but they have a good offensive line. They have a very good running back. They have two running backs, two of the best running backs in college football. They have a solid quarterback. They have a good defense. Michigan's pretty good this year. I mean,
we'll see how it goes, sir. I'm not going to lie about it.
I'm not a Michigan fan, so this is not a Michigan fan talking, but I'm just saying, like, they've been really good the last 2 years. Unfortunately,
I'll admit that, but the thing is, they've done really good. Then they've gone to the playoff and laid an egg and gotten, and then they haven't even made.
Yeah, they played bad against TCU. Now, to be fair, Georgia the year before was just really good. But the game against TCU.
Both games were over in the first half, sir. Both games were over in the first half.
No, TCU, they came back and almost won that game.
That's right. Yeah, they did. But yeah. I mean, again, Georgia, that game was over in the first half.
Yeah, they got whooped against. But Georgia, to be fair, has been really, really good. I mean, what did Georgia beat TCU by? 59-6? I mean,
you know, that was that blowout. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, it's more just, I'm looking forward to see how it goes. But I want to see what penalties are going to go against Northwestern, because the president had to go out and say, I'm not going to fire the new athletic director that's been here like 2 or 3 years. So we're going to see how that goes. But I mean, normally right now, this will be the time where we would just focus on college football. But with everything else that's happening, it's one of the few times we can. I mean, it's crazy because we had SEC media days. We have Big 12 media days. We're about to have Big 10 media days. I think we're having ACC media days soon. And yet, you wouldn't even think right now that they're as important, which is a shame.
Yeah. I'm seeing. Between that, what's happening with Northwestern, obviously they're not going to have a good year. Unfortunately, that's going to be a really bad year for them. But what's going to happen with conference realignment? Like, what is this the last year of the Pac-12? Is this the last year of – is the Big 12 going to be like this huge, massive conference? Is the Big 10 going to be this huge, massive conference? Is the ACC going to pull a shocker and all of a sudden have this huge Atlantic to Pacific? No, I mean, it's possible. I really am curious. This is my prediction. Pac-12 is done.
Yeah,
I do think it's done. And then I think you have some go to the Big 12. I think you have either some go to the Big 10, or I think you see an alliance between the ACC, the like this huge coastal alliance with the Pac-12 and
Well, funny you should say coastal. You heard the CAA changed its name from the Colonial Athletic Conference to the Coastal Athletic Association.
No, I didn't.
Yes, sir. That happened a week or two ago. They changed it. You can look that up if you'd like. They went from the Colonial Athletic Association to the Coastal Athletic Association.
Wow. Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not only are the teams changing up, but some of the conferences, they're trying to change up names they've been known as for a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to turn my camera off because I'm like super dark and it looks weird.
Okay, no worries. I mean, I've got a light right over my head. So in some ways, I got a halo on my head. But you know what? That's okay.
Just look but weird. I'm like looking at myself. Yeah, I'm trying to follow what they're saying right now. Yeah, obviously right now it looks like they're definitely saying the big Pac-12 is done.
Yep. And Bob were talking about how the two power conferences we think are going to be the Big Ten and the SEC.
I agree.
And we were going to be doing a draft to try to figure out which schools were going to go there. We haven't done that yet. That's one thing that's on our list of things to do. And I mean, we're just curious to see what's going to end up for that.
Yeah, if that ends up being the case where there's basically just two conferences, I still think there's going to be, because the Big 12 is built its conference up enough, and ACC, I think there's going to be four, but I think obviously the Big 10 and SEC are the top two, and then the lower two of the Power Five. And I do think some schools are probably going to drop out of the Power Five, possibly. Mm-hmm. And that would be like – or Another option, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, is that you have like some of the better Pac-12 schools leave, but then maybe some of the not as good like unite with the Mountain West. Would that be a, Power Five conference?
It's possible.
Let's say hypothetically, Oregon, Washington goes to the Big Ten, and mm-hmm. then you have Utah. If Oregon and Washington left, then you have seven, but then the rest like combined with like SMU, San Diego State, UNLV, Boise State, Fresno State. I don't know if that's a Power Five conference. I don't know.
No, I hear you. I mean, we'll definitely see how it goes, but I mean, just the thought of how everything's going to change, as much as it's kind of scary to think about, it's going to be pretty cool to watch just because it's going to be something that's definitely going to be must-see TV. And here's one other thing that could happen I want you to think about. Say they didn't join a Power 5 conference, but they decided to go independent. Because some teams could go independent if they're going to wait a year or two to try to jump to another conference.
Say it again.
I think that some teams, if they don't jump directly to a conference, I think they may try to do the independent route maybe a year or two.
You'll get hemorrhaged in today's, unless you're Notre Dame, who has this like long term contract with NBC. You're going to get hemorrhaged financially. How are you going to make money? How are you going to make revenue? If you don't have any kind of media agreement, how are you going to make revenue?
Hey, that's fair. I'm not denying or disagreeing with you on that. So. Yeah.
You just can't make money. Like, you'd have to sign a contract as a school. And I don't think Oregon. Yeah. I don't think Oregon could sign on their own accord. So I think they have to hop on to let's say the Big Ten's like, no, we don't want to expand. And the SEC's like, nope, we don't want to expand. We definitely don't want any West Coast schools. I think at that point you have to push for the ACC or the Big 12.
Okay.
I can see the reason why I say ACC is the ACC has some really good teams still in it. You have Florida State, who's won, what, three or four national titles over the last 30 years? You have Clemson, who's won two national titles over the last 10 years. You have Miami, who's been, you know, won three titles probably over the last 30 years. You have some prestigious schools that if you then brought in, ACC Pacific Conference, I don't know what you'd call it, you're bringing in, like, you know, some good schools like Oregon and Washington and even prestigious academic schools like Stanford and Cal, while also having these really good athletic schools in Florida State, Clemson, Miami. That's a pretty darn good conference. It's a weird conference because it's literally from Florida all the way to Washington, but it's a pretty, that's the third best conference. And in some ways probably would compete with, like, I mean, they could be as good as the Big Ten in certain years.
All right, and I got a conference. I got a name for that conference. You ready?
Go ahead.
I would call it the APCC, Atlantic Pacific Coastal Conference.
There you go.
But I mean, you could run with that. Yeah, you really could.
Yeah, doesn't it make sense, though? Because you just have some really good teams, and the Big 12, the problem with the Big 12 right now is, who has been great historically in the Big 12? That's like, okay, take Texas and Oklahoma out. So they're leaving the SEC. Who in the new Big 12 is a historically good team?
Kansas State.
How many national titles have they won?
None.
Do you see what I'm saying? Whereas
I do.
Like, when I mentioned the ACC, I literally mentioned in the last 30 years, you have Clemson. You have Clemson 1-2. Miami won three, Florida State won three. So in the last 30 years, that ACC has won seven national titles in football. And then you're not even like counting like basketball as a basketball conference. That's a really good basketball conference too. And then you have Washington, who won a title about 30 years ago. And you had Oregon, who's played in two national titles in the last decade. So I just think that conference is the Big 12 just doesn't have any great names. I think if the Big 10's like, no, I don't want you guys, I think they should move on to the ACC. That's my opinion.
Hey, that is definitely fair. But I was able to get Sean just because I said we'd be able to hit some of the hard topics. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of happy I was able to do different things just because, well, I've been trying to keep up on things. And, I mean, I remember how you were with recruiting. So, you know what, if I can help you with a few other things, I'm kind of happy right now because it means I've been doing my job a little bit, just trying to learn some things and keep up with sports. So I'm thankful for that. And I want you to come back on with me again, sir, because, I mean, we had some fun last year and we got to make these picks. I don't know what we'll do as a wager at the end of the year, but we definitely got to make some picks for the games. And I know that Bob was talking with him about it. He was game two. So it's just something that, even if you can't come on per se, we can send you the list so that way you can decide which games if you want to make picks. That way we can make sure that you're still involved even if you can't jump on, just because I know sometimes your schedule can be a little crazy.
Yeah, no, I could come on once in a while, and yeah, we could just send it and make some good friendly wagers. Season's only a month away, man, so it's almost sure. Here.
I'm looking forward to it, and so the question I have for you is, if I tried to find you outside of here, how would I do that, sir?
Well, you can find me at TurnerCast on Twitter. I don't post that much from there anymore, but find me there at TurnerCast.
Okay. Yeah, no, for me, I posted on Twitter earlier this month for the first time in about 2 or 3 months because my Twitter is Alan F. West, and then I'm on Facebook and Instagram at alan.west.46. Next week, I will be back at home, so I'll probably be on with Bob at the normal time usually, which is either 10:30. But depending on if I can get you on, sometimes I'll try to do it around 9 just because that seemed to be our decent time that would work for us at times. So, I mean, just depending on the schedules, we can definitely look into that. But, I mean, other than that, thank you for coming on, and I'm glad that we were able to do this. And let's see about how everything goes, just because I do want Ohio State to do well. I know you want Oregon to do well, and depending on how the schedules go, I'll definitely be messaging you so I can get your picks and just what you're looking at, so I can bounce a few ideas off your head as well.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, have a good night. This is the Top 25 Rundown. You can always see our information on the Sportscast One. Have a great night, everybody.